the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Ah, good morning to you. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin. Man, Thanksgiving tomorrow already? I can't believe it.
I know, it's like a Friday today.
Yeah, it's interesting because I have not prepared at all for Thanksgiving.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I haven't either. And I dread going to the grocery store tonight because I know there's not going to be much left. And I don't have anything right now.
We don't have a whole turkey for you, but we do have a leg if you'd like that.
Yeah.
One of those giant turkey legs.
I'm so unprepared right now.
But hey, we got to give it up. Lana did a little car shopping
Car shopping yesterday.
And?
And, well, looks like I'm pretty sold on what I'm going to buy.
And it is?
Tell her.
Tell him.
Tell him, absolutely.
I'm seriously looking at the Tesla.
Oh,
and
I went and test drove one yesterday.
Looking at it, she said she's going to take one for the weekend. They're going to give her one for the weekend.
Tonight. Tomorrow. Yeah, they only can do it for like.
You're not going to return on Thanksgiving, are you?
Yeah. No. I got to return it Friday morning.
Right.
So
it looks like you're not having Thanksgiving. You'll be driving around in a Tesla all day.
I know.
So
it just makes sense for me.
It's unbelievable. Guess what the closer was for her? They're like, we put it in dog mode for you.
I'm sorry, dog mode? What does that mean? And the guy's like, oh, you can leave your dog in the car. It's not running, but the temperature will stay at a certain car. And there's on the big screen, it says, my owner will be right back. I'm safe. And I'm like, oh, that's like, I want that right now.
I've heard of that,
It's so cool.
It's got all sorts of cool stuff on the Tesla.
And I wanted to drive one yesterday because I've never driven one. I've got some friends that have one. And I wanted to see if I even... You know, it was comfortable driving it, and oh, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're quick.
Oh, yeah, they're nice.
It's so different from the Jeep.
Well, yeah.
Hold on. Captain Obvious is here, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Jeep, but from your Jeep especially.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
I hear her down the hall, by the way, talking to her buddy Sean, who's on the Shark, saying, oh, yeah, man, I've taken such good care of my Jeep, and I've done this, and I've changed the battery, I've changed the tires. Just because you take your car to the mechanic every week because of the problem doesn't mean you're taking good care of it.
Yes, because I'm addressing all of the problems, and they're fixing it.
All of the problems.
The thing is, when you have a vehicle, you shouldn't have to address them every week.
But it was so great. No oil changes, no tires, no brakes, no batteries. No, nothing. This is my car.
Exactly. Because anybody who's against electric cars, that's fine. I understand. I probably wouldn't drive an electric car. But for Lana,
this is perfect.
The fact that she just has to plug it in,
yes.
That is the greatest thing that's ever happened. She just has to remember to plug it in.
That is a big thing.
That's not a guarantee. So we may be getting a phone call saying,
I'm stuck.
You know what? I left my curling iron on because I have that plugged in, but I forgot to plug in my Tesla. Anyway, so we'll see what happens.
It will happen.
Yeah, definitely. You know you make me want to. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin doing your Wednesday shout-outs right now. We want to hear yours as well, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Just tell us who you want to shout out. Maybe it's something you're thankful for. Maybe it's something that happened in your life that you want to show some love to somebody. We want to hear from you. All right, Lana, who do you want to shout out today?
I would like to give a huge shout-out to the Mike Allstott Family Foundation. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they did an amazing thing. They donated Thanksgiving meals. I'm not talking just turkeys, but the whole meals to all 47 fire rescue stations in Hillsborough County.
Wow.
All 47 of them. So that is just an amazing thing for them to do to make sure that all the firefighters who are working on Thanksgiving have a good meal. So big props to Mike Allstott and his family foundation.
All right, Kevin, who do you want to give a big shout out to today?
I mean, along the same lines, we talked about it yesterday, but my alma mater, Jesuit High School, the kids there, they raised a whole bunch of money to get 250 families in the Tampa Bay area meals for Thanksgiving and delivered them, boxed them up themselves, gave them to the Boys and Girls Club. So Jesuit High School, that's my shout-out.
Yes, home of the Tigers.
Yes.
All right, my shout-out is to the one, the only, Kevin Ebel, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow, Kevin Ebel.
For all his hard work on this show, and every single morning he gets here the earliest and makes sure that we are prepared for everything we need, and I'm proud to announce that he has renewed his contract with Beasley at 995 QYK. We'll be here for another 3 years, baby.
Woo! 3 years. Woohoo! Congrats.
He is the longest employee to work for 99.5 QYK.
Yes, he is.
In this building. Obviously, worked with the legendary Dave McKay, mm-hmm. and he has done nothing but be a consistent, awesome producer and on-air talent for us, and we appreciate you, brother.
Well,
yes,
you.
We do.
Yes. Appreciate that.
Yay!
He's getting choked up right now. Is that
so
a tear?
Happy.
I was not expecting
is it,
that.
Is that a single tear?
Just one.
All right. We love you, buddy. We love you.
No, it's great. I love it. I'm so happy.
You're amazing, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
All right. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who are you shouting at?
You know you make me wanna.
Tampa Bay's morning crew at 99.5 QYK doing your Wednesday shout outs right now. We got Samantha on the phone. Samantha, where you at?
Right now I'm in Largo. I'm heading to Clearwater.
All right, Samantha, who are you going to shout out today?
So it might sound stupid, but I want to give a shout out to my 2-year-old.
Your 2-year-old? I want to hear. This is not stupid at all. I want to hear why.
We're kind of going through a rough patch right now. Mm. So it's been tough, and I don't know how I would do this without him. He is my reason every single day, and I couldn't do this without him.
Oh,
Samantha.
I love that.
He's kind of your bundle of joy and keeps you going, huh?
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Oh, I love that. What's his name?
His name is JJ, and he loves you guys.
We love him back. Tell JJ hello
every
for us.
Day.
Well,
I'll
Samantha.
Let him know. I'll tell him. He's at Mimi's right now, so. But I'll let him know you guys said hello.
All right, Samantha, listen, we are praying for you. I hope things are getting better for you, but we are so happy that you're looking at the positive in little man JJ.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Amanda in St. Pete right now. Amanda, who do you want to shout out this morning?
I'm actually shouting out my mom. She's got a history of a hard life, and she finally got into some really good therapy and with a good counselor. Really grateful that for the first time in decades, she's putting herself first.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Great. I love that you're supporting your mom so much, too. What's her name?
Oh, yeah. Her name's Andy.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and we appreciate you calling.
You too. You all take care.
Great shout out.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right. Coming up, your 7:15 second date update, but first, a 7:05 your car line fun fact. Hang on.
Well, it's a car line fun fact. Fun fact.
All right, your car lane fun fact obviously has a Thanksgiving theme today. It has to do with the Thanksgiving Day Parade that they do by Macy's in New York City.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Well, in the early years, in the 1920s, when it started, it did not have balloons. They did not have the giant balloons they take over the city now. They actually had live animals. It was a parade of live animals, elephants and other things that you can think of. That was their parade.
Wow.
Yes. And they even had puppets as well.
Puppets and live animals.
Kind of interesting.
I like that.
I don't know if the puppets were controlled by the live animals or not. I haven't looked that up. I don't know.
So giraffes and elephants just walking down the streets of New York City, huh?
Yes. And something you may remember is one of the first balloons ever was...
Snoopy?
Snoopy? Close.
I'll say Mickey Mouse.
Felix the Cat.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I would have never guessed
the first one. Yeah. Also... We talk about Black Friday being one of the busiest shopping days.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
another profession that is also the busiest day of the year for. The busiest day of the year is for this profession as well.
Bartender.
No. For Black Friday.
I do not know that.
A plumber. The day after Thanksgiving. Got
really?
The family over, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Aunt Joanne, you know.
Oh, why is it got to be Aunt Joanne?
Well, because I have an Aunt Joanne. She blows up the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, plumbers, we feel bad for you, buddy.
There
you
go. Uncle Ralph.
For you?
I don't have an Uncle Ralph, for sure.
6 minutes away from a 7:15.
Six minutes.
What are we doing? 7:15, second date update. Coming up. Aunt Joanne, we love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, we're jumping in right now, trying to make it happen today for Kristen, who has reached out to us about a date she went on with a guy named Aaron. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
We're doing great. So you reached out to us today about Aaron. Tell us all about him. How did you guys meet? What did you guys do? What's going on now?
Well, nothing's really going on right now, so that's why I'm calling. We met on Bumble, just a little backstory, and we were messaging back and forth, and I thought he was really cool. Like, I thought he was absolutely, like, a cool guy. So I gave him my number, and he ended up inviting me out on his boat as our first date. Like, we haven't met in person yet, which is really cool and, like, romantic, but also, like, kind of scary. I was a little nervous because, like, I didn't know him, you know? He could bring me out on the boat and, like, leave me in the water. So
he's okay. A Dexter, for crying out loud.
He's Dexter.
I asked, you know, I've seen a lot of movies. So yeah. I asked if, like, maybe it would be okay if I brought a friend or something, because I was just, like, a little nervous.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, and he said yes. He said that was totally fine. Like, he understood that we didn't know each other and that, like, it's kind of, like, nerve-wracking. So we had so much fun. He was so sweet. He's super cute. The weather was amazing. He took us out to Beer Can Island. And
that's a lot of spot. You know? I think Lana, like, her name's carved in almost every tree. Something like that. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry.
And when we got back to the dock, we just decided to call an Uber because, like,
smart.
We could drive, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. And, yeah, the next morning I texted him and I thanked him so much for having us and that I had a good time and I'd love to see him again. But he never responded. So, like, I texted him again the next day and then I tried calling him and nothing. Like, crickets. Like, he hasn't said anything, so I'm super confused. We had such a good time. It was such a fun, exciting day.
Right. Well, I mean, as a person who likes to go and boat on the weekend, I feel like this is a good time, and the fact that you didn't feel like things got awkward, because that is the worst. When you go out with somebody on the boat, and then it's just like, it doesn't seem like it's clicking, and then it's just like,
you're just kind of stuck out there.
You're kind of stuck out there, literally, on an island. So,
I mean, no, it didn't seem like that at all. There was never, like, a dull moment, you know? It was fun the whole time, and stuff. So I don't, to me, we had a really good time.
Well, let's do this. We're going to try to call Aaron for you. Can you hang on for us?
Oh my God, yeah. I really want to know if he's okay.
Hang on. Sound like a fun date. They went out on a boat. They went to Beer Can Island. They had a good time. I'm talking about Kristen and Aaron. It's 99.5 QYK, your 7:15 second date update. All right. As a woman, a guy invites you out on his boat for a first date. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, that I can understand why she wanted to bring a friend. I don't think I'd go out on a boat with a guy on a first date. You just don't know. And unfortunately, there's just too many weirdos out there. So.
Well, that's true. Well, I get it. All right. Well, let's. And then you're kind of stranded there.
Yeah.
If things aren't right.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to try to call Aaron, though, right now and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Aaron.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Hey, this is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I know you guys.
All right, cool, man.
Good morning.
We're doing something called a 7:15 second date update. We talked to people about dates they went on, and we actually wanted to talk to you about a date you recently went on. Actually, a boating date. Do you remember Kristen?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yep. Well, I'll just tell you, is it okay if we talk to you on the air real quick about this?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
All right, cool. So here's the deal. We wanted to just ask you a couple questions because she told us she had a great time with you. I mean, I guess this was the first date, which we thought was gutsy on your part because you invited her out on your boat.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah,
she
I
said,
invited her and a friend.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said she brought a friend with her.
Well, that was
and,
nice of you, though, too.
Yeah, that was smart.
And she brought herself and three friends, so there was four of them on my boat.
Okay. Ooh, she didn't mention
did
that.
Did she give you a heads up, or they just were at the dock?
No, we were going out. We were going out to Beer Can Island. We go out all the time with some buddies. We kind of tie our boats together and drink and have a good time. You know what I mean? I don't drink because I drive the boat, but, you know, it's fine. So I said, I'll have a friend. Why don't you invite a friend? Because I thought it was a little bit, you know, suspect to go take a girl out on a boat that we've never really met.
Right.
So she brought three girls. So it was four of them. And the four of them brought a bag each. The four of them brought sunblock. The four of them brought beers. Like, it was like a party on my boat that I didn't even know about. And they were just spraying sunblock all over my boat and just, like, had bags of chips everywhere and beer cans. And they just got wasted.
Huh. Okay.
And then, you know, it was a little bit nutty. They're a little bit, you know, like, this is the first time we actually met in person. And her and her friends were just obnoxious and wild. And, like, the boat that we were tied onto, my friends were like, where did you find these people?
Was Kristen obnoxious or was it just her friends?
They were all obnoxious. They were literally, I mean, they trashed my boat. I mean, I have a new boat. Like, it's like I just bought it a couple months ago. Like, when we got back to the marina, like, I helped them get out and, like, hand them their stuff. And then they're like, all right, our Uber's here. Bye. And my boat looked like, it was like almost like a movie. I was like, holy crap. You couldn't see the bottom of the floor. Like, it was covered with, like, beer cans and potato chip bags and pretzels. They had party mix. They had popcorn.
Jared, does this happen to you on the weekends, too, sometimes?
Here's the thing. I got a lot of grief for posting this on Instagram, but I'll just tell you what I put. I said, once you find the girl that will stick around and help you clean the boat and wash the boat and all that stuff,
that's a keeper.
You have found a keeper.
Yeah.
So that was not the situation here.
I didn't want them to wash or clean. I would just want them to pick up their mess. It was bad. Aww. It was really bad.
So this kind of turned you off. I mean, listen, as a boat owner, I totally get that. That would be like, come on, respect my stuff.
Right.
You know?
I literally, it took me like 2 days just to clean it. I had to take all the cushions off and vacuum. I mean, they had potato chips and stuff that I didn't even know you can get potato chips in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's part of boat owning, too. But
yeah,
all right.
But I get it.
Not
I get
like
it,
this.
Yeah.
I'll go on your boat and make this mess and see how you feel.
Well, we're not dating, so it's fine. Anyway, hold on, though. We actually have her on the phone right now, and I want to bring her back on. Kristen?
Hi.
So you heard what he had to say. I mean, you guys get a little wild out there?
I mean, to be honest, I really didn't think that we did. I'm sorry if that's how it seems. I thought that it was okay. We didn't know that it was our responsibility to clean your boat. I was invited on a boat. You said I could bring friends. I did. And then we had, you took us to Beer Can Island. We had a fun time.
So when you go to somebody's house with your friends, do you just make a mess and leave it? Or do you throw stuff in the garbage? Or do you just leave it?
I mean, if it's a party and someone else is throwing it, yeah. Unless they ask, hey, can you help us clean? A grown man should know how to clean up. I mean, you invite people out, you should know that you know.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be a jerk. I mean, I don't want to be a jerk and talk over you. But
your reason,
should have to,
I mean, you kind of are a jerk. To be honest, you guys, I'm super glad that this is all out on the table because I'm not sure. I don't think that I really want to be a person like that again.
Well,
you need to be able to, like, speak up for yourself.
Right.
If you're upset with something, say something. You're a grown man.
Well, listen, this has taken quite the turn. But I think that you guys are starting to get to an agreement that you probably shouldn't go on another date.
Mm-mm.
So you have agreed on something.
I agree with that.
All right, hold on.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I think we're good.
Right, hold on. I'm going to step in here real quick. Let me step in here. I'm calling the horn right now. Hey, listen.
Do you guys have, like, a therapist on hand?
Okay, hold on.
Perhaps he could do well speaking.
Kristen, here we go. Now we know that he's not the one for you. Erin, we definitely know she's not the one for you. Let's just agree to disagree. We're going to move on. Kristen, now you got some answers. Now you know why.
Yeah.
Erin, thanks for coming on with us. I wish you guys luck, and I would not communicate anymore after this.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Oh, man. That got weird. Sarah is in South Tampa right now. Sarah, you want to play for some Snowcat Ridge tickets?
Yes, please.
Literally, there's snow in Florida. You go tubing. It's insane.
I know.
It makes no sense, but it's happening.
Exactly.
All right, well, here's how we're going to play. It's called Know the Show. We're going to read a fact about somebody on the show. You got to guess who it is, JR, Lana, or Kevin, okay?
All right, got it.
All right, here we go. The first fact, Lana.
I worked at a Christmas tree lot, and I didn't tie the tree tight enough on top of the car, and when they drove away, it fell off.
Is that JR, Lana, or Kevin?
JR.
That's
it. Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
It gotta be.
That's where you, like, give your tip back to them. You're like, yeah, I didn't do a good job here. You gotta deserve this. All right, the second one. Here we go.
We always put up our Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving.
Is that gonna be JR, Lana, or Kevin?
Lana.
No, it is Kevin.
All good, Sarah. You got one more chance. And the process of elimination, you should get this. Here we go.
All right, last fact. When I was younger, my sister told me that the yellow snow tasted like lemon. So I tried it.
Lana.
Yes, right. Yes.
There you go. That's right. Eating yellow snow when I was a kid.
Is that a real fact? I mean, really?
Yes. That's what brothers.
That's what you came up with.
That's what older brothers and sisters do. They trick you into eating yellow snow
in Minnesota. Apparently, I mean, I've heard that before, but I didn't actually know that people did it.
It tastes like lemon. Try it. Okay.
I'm really glad I grew up in Florida.
Yeah. What a great family. wow. And a great sister. Hey, well, listen, Sarah, you just won some tickets for Snowcat Ridge. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited. My 11-year-old will be thrilled.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. All right, hang on for us, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much.
Lana, this is why we play this game, because we always learn something about you. It is absolutely insane.
Yeah, that was a little much. Just a little. I could have gone without hearing that today.
All right, coming up, your 8-10 Music Minute. Till then, we're going nonstop music.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
A lot of us looking forward to eating all day tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and Matt Stell says he loves his grandmother's cornbread dressing.
When it comes to Thanksgiving, there's one thing that must be on that table, and that's my grandmother's cornbread dressing with plenty of sage in it, cooked where it's a little soft in the middle, but the outside, a little crust. She knows exactly how to do it, so there's pans and pans in dressing.
Love that.
I want to go to Matt Stell's. That sounds good. All right, it's been a year like none other, but Eric Church says he still has a solid hold on what he's grateful for this Thanksgiving.
One thing I'm most thankful for is my family, you know, their health. And, you know, we've all, I think, grown closer during this. I'm looking forward to a more normal 2021. Don't know if it'll be normal, but I think it'll be more normal.
A little bit more normal.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next Monday, November 30th, it is the CMA Country Christmas Special, which will be hosted by Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren. And Lady A, they returned to perform this year. They just released their deluxe edition of their Christmas album, and they're going to be singing a new holiday song.
We're excited. I mean, the show's going to be a little bit different this year, obviously not having a live audience and having Thomas Rhett and Lauren hosting. It's going to have a family vibe. I feel like the holidays are always so much about family, and having the two of them hosting the night will just be really special.
There you go. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a really cool Christmas gift this year and you also want to do some good in the making, Jason Aldean, Lady A, Thomas Rhett, they're some of the stars that are offering experiences like backstage hangouts and pre-show dinners, and you can put in a bid for this at the auction for St. Jude. So go to stjude.org. So not only are you helping out St. Jude, but you're also bidding on a chance to have a really cool experience when concerts obviously resume with some of your favorite country stars. And finally, Granger Smith, he is releasing a new album called Country Things Volume 2. This will be coming up on Friday. It's the second part of his Country Things album project, Volume 1, that came out back in September. Also, the Grammys were announced yesterday. We've got the whole list at 99.5QYK.com. Miranda Lambert up for Best Country Song. And your song, Maren Morris, The Bones, also up for Best Country Song.
You did do karaoke.
A beautiful cover of it.
Yes.
Grammys will be hosted by Trevor Noah, and it'll air on January 31st.
Trevor Noah, really?
Yeah, he's the guy that took over Comedy Central, I think.
Daily Show.
Daily Show, that's what it was. Yeah, wow. Daily Show.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so anyway, and that'll be on the Grammys.
Interesting.
January 31st on CBS. That is your Music Minute.
All right, also, remember, coming up after 9 o'clock, you're listening for a Kane Brown song. When you hear it, you want to be caller 20, and we'll get you a Kane Brown jersey. You're also going to be qualified for that Xbox Series X brand new gaming system and a chance to play against Kane Brown on that new system. So that's coming up after 9 o'clock. You are listening for a Kane Brown song. Now, speaking of, you know, like an Xbox Series X and other things you're looking for deals for on Black Friday, here's some of the things you should not buy on Black Friday. It's not a good idea to do this. Good idea to do this. I'll tell you about it coming up in 6 minutes. Here's FGL, Long Live, 99.5 QYK. Good morning. Oh, yeah. All about saving some money on Friday for Black Friday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. So there are things that you definitely want to look for on Black Friday. All right, they get some good deals on it. Electronics, always a good idea. Winter wear, also a good idea.
Okay.
To get
coats and mittens and hats.
Right. But there are some things that you might not want to buy on Black Friday because they don't give you the best deals that you may think. A lot of things you might see in the paper or whatever just to get you into the store, but the stuff that you really want is not necessarily on that, you know, on the Black Friday deal list, right?
Oh, I'm surprised.
One of those things would be furniture. You might see beds and stuff like that. Not always the things you want. It's sometimes a lot of inventory they're trying to get rid of, and it's not the new stuff, which is not bad, I guess, if you don't care, end of the year model or whatever.
Right.
But they say furniture is not the best thing to buy on Black Friday. Another one is the latest gaming consoles. So even though electronics are a good thing to buy, the gaming consoles that are on sale are the old generation, not the new generation. For instance, we're giving away an Xbox Series X, which is probably, since it's so high coveted,
it's brand new,
people
yeah.
want it so bad, they're not going to discount that.
Right, of course not. Yeah.
Another one is spring airfare. A lot of people think that you should buy airfare around this time. It's actually not true. If you wait till January or 6 to 8 weeks out from spring, you actually get a better deal on spring airfare.
Interesting.
All right, another one is toys, believe it or not. Toys.
Well, wow. Crazy.
Yeah, I thought that would be a no-brainer.
On Black Friday, no. The first couple weeks, or 2 weeks out from Christmas, yes, 25 to 35% off usually on toys.
Yeah, but the problem is the toy that your kid wants, right, is not going to be there.
Lana, I did not make the list. I'm just telling you what Forbes magazine has said about this, okay? But yeah, that is, like you said, the availability would be the only issue on that. But you're going to get, as far as pricing goes, you'll get a better deal 2 to 4 weeks out. Or, I'm sorry, 2 weeks out. This is a good one. Gift cards. Gift cards. I mean, I do that a lot for waiting for parents. The way they do this is interesting because gift cards are usually cheaper in December leading up to Christmas. For example, iTunes has offered $100 gift cards for $70 or $80. And a lot of bulk retailers like Costco and Sam's Club also sell them for less than face value.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you're getting free money in that.
Yeah.
So you're waiting you're waiting for December, and then, you know, you get these things.
The little extras.
Now, again, December 1 is on Monday, right?
Right.
Or, excuse me, on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Tuesday. So you're only waiting a little bit, but necessarily the best deals aren't necessarily on Black Friday.
And I did hear, too, I read an article that said Cyber Monday probably has the better deals than the Black Friday, too. So
yeah, I mean, depending on what you're looking for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Appliances, also a great thing to buy on Black Friday. Going back to the good things to buy.
No doubt.
Black Friday would be a good place. And also, like, gear from Bed Bath & Beyond and Cabela's and stuff like that, fishing rods and all that, also a good thing to buy on Black Friday.
Hmm.
Is there anything that you're looking for specifically, Lana, for yourself?
A car.
You know, a lot of year in what you're looking at, probably not because you have like a waiting list for a Tesla, but year in models a lot, especially this year.
It's a really good time to buy a car.
Especially this year. Oh, really? Well, wow. Because we've been trying to convince you about this forever.
Yes, we have.
I'll tell you this, though. A lot of year in models, but the financing has been insane this year since COVID.
No kidding.
It's like, hey, just take the car. We'll talk to you later about the money.
I went looking for one when COVID first hit in about April or March or wherever, just to see what the deals were. I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out for me, but the deals were really good, and they were giving me a lot for my trade-in, and so more than they probably should have, but I think they just wanted to get rid of some cars.
Well, I saw some, like, 0% financing for, like, 8 years, which they only usually do, like, you know, 72 months or whatever. Right. I mean, it's crazy. Kevin, anything you're looking for specifically? I mean, is there big ticket items for the kids or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, always looking for video games, Nintendo Switch games for my son. Right. He loves those, so always looking. They'll put, like, you know, just a hey, we have a whole bunch of Nintendo Switch games right. out. But it's they do at Best Buy right now, but it's not the ones he wants. So
are you and Jenny going to drop money on the like the PS5 and the?
Well, you can't find that anywhere. So we're going to wait on that one. Well, that's not a necessity right now. So the kids would love to have it.
Is there going
to
be one later? Necessity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, listen, I would love it, but it's like I don't need it right now. There's right. nothing on there that I'm, like, really looking forward to playing at the current moment, so I'm okay. happy with waiting on that one. So I'll let everyone else buy those up for
PS5
right now.
PS5 is a necessity.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah, the family's got to talk somehow.
Man, that was a shot.
No, it was not a shot. You know that you bond with your son on that. You stop that. That's what I'm saying.
We have family game nights and we play Mario Kart.
Okay, so was it really a shot? No, that was something that comes together.
It was a minor one.
I know that about your family. You guys gather for a PS5. So come on,
we boys. We love it.
Don't you get sensitive on me? That was right.
Santa's listening.
Met him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we did.
We'll tell you about that, too, coming up. All right, so speaking of Thanksgiving and your dogs, there's some things you should and shouldn't do. I'll tell you next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, 839. Thanks for waking up with us. Hope you're having a great day so far. All right, check this out. You know, we love to give our animals some scraps from the table, especially when there's a ton going on, like Thanksgiving. It's like, oh, a little piece of this, a little piece of that.
Yeah.
Always fun to reward them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are four foods you should stay away from when it comes to giving your dog a little treat from the table. One of those being turkey after it's been seasoned. Now, unseasoned is okay, and white meat is better than dark, but don't give them the skin and never give them the carcass because the bones can splinter or mess up their insides.
So now, just plain white turkey before it's been seasoned is
correct.
Okay.
And I think, obviously, the bones isn't obvious.
Well, duh.
But that's more of like, don't let them get in the trash later.
Right. And a ham bone, too. I don't know why people think it's okay to give a dog a ham bone either. It's not. So.
Garlic and onions. Enough of them can mess up their red blood cell count.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for chives and scallions. So no baked potatoes for Louie this year.
Yeah.
All right.
So, gotcha.
Raisins, grapes.
Ooh.
Currants, I think, is that a typo? Currants?
Nope.
No, that's it.
What's a currant? I don't even know what that is.
Must be some kind of a fruit, like a raisin or a grape. Must be like a plum or something like that.
What's wrong with me? I've never heard of that in my life. But anyway, don't rush to the vet if you just have one. But if you have multiple, it can cause kidney failure in dogs. That is raisins, grapes, and a currant, which is what?
Is it C-U-R-R-A-N-T?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. We're live on the air right now, Kevin.
Well,
he's helping.
I'm trying.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway. The other one is baked goods, especially if they're sugar free, because that sugar, well, sugar's obviously bad for their.
But sugar free is really bad for dogs.
Because there's a substitute for sugar.
Right.
So that's really bad. So things like pie, whipped cream. They're not good for pets.
Right. So yeah, don't be giving a little pumpkin pie and apple pie and stuff. So.
Here we go. Yeah, and the answer to currant is?
Currants are small berries that grow on shrubs, and they're more like gooseberries.
Okay.
So that's what those are.
Yeah. Nothing like a good gooseberry.
Like a bowl of currants at the table.
I've never heard that word before. Excuse my me being ignorant to that. I apologize. So, turkey that's been seasoned, garlic and onions, raisins, grapes, and currants, which, by the way, is kind of like a spring berry. You know, that grows on shrubs.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So I should tell you about that.
Oh, yeah. I had heard of those.
It's pretty common.
Yeah.
And also baked goods, especially if they are sugar-free. Have I told you about the currants? All right, coming up.
Bring some to Thanksgiving dinner.
Something I do know about, and this is that our Marines are pretty amazing military in general, but these Marines did something amazing. I wish I was there to see it. It's borderline superhero. It's our I Feel Good story. I'll tell you next.
I feel good.
I'll tell you what, if anything traumatic happens to you, it might be good to have some Marines around.
Well, of course.
995 QIK. A woman in Washington, D.C., was hit by a vehicle and was pinned underneath and could not get out. She was on a scooter.
Oh.
I'm assuming one of those birds or Lime scooters or whatever.
Right, yeah.
She gets pinned down out of there. Oh. Well, she can't get out. Obviously, the driver can't just back out.
Right.
So these Marines jump into action and use car jacks to lift the car up so she could get out.
carjacks, just lifted the car up. Yeah. She gets out.
Here's what they had to say.
I just know we have to get the car off of her, so I go to the trunk of the car. Myself and another Marine grab the jack out from the trunk. And as soon as I grab the tire iron, I start jacking the car up from the rear. And Staff Sergeant Belko proceeds to run over to a civilian's car, grab their jack from their vehicle, and then start jacking up the front of the car.
Wow, quick thinking right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
The EMTs arrived shortly after that, and they said that their actions were vital to rescuing her. Aww. Because it was not good, obviously, for her to be underneath the car. But way to go.
And just to have those guys just like around that area at that time. I mean, that's just perfect right there.
I'm pretty accident prone. Maybe I'll start rolling with some Marines.
Really?
You think so? Yeah, make some friends. Anyway, yeah, just pretty amazing stuff that they did that in Washington, D.C. But, man, you got to be careful on those scooters. People get on those things, they're zipping around, and cars don't see. I mean, I ride a motorcycle, and they definitely don't see us. So definitely on a scooter right. Late at night, the little flashlight light they have on there, probably not going to do the trick. All right, that's your I Feel Good story right
there.
Way to
go, Marines.
Yeah, way to go. Hoorah. All right, coming up, we have your 910 trending in Tampa Bay. Excited for that. Here's Kenny Chesney, Happy Does. Still listening for that Kane Brown song this hour to get yourself qualified to play a little Xbox with him. Mm-hmm. With your brand new Xbox Series X, right? Listening for a Kane Brown song. All right, time now for trending in Tampa Bay. We have myself, we have Lana, we also have the ACM CMA winner, Pride of Jesuit High School, USF graduate as well.
Go Bulls.
Go Bulls.
Thank you.
And, didn't know if you knew this, Lana.
I didn't.
I didn't say anything.
I still don't know.
Yeah. He's a turkey call champion. They have competitions for the best turkey call.
No way,
he's a champion. Yes, he did this for a long time.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this.
Take it away, Kev. Turkey call.
I don't know. I've lost it over the years.
Just give me,
that's actually not bad.
Give me a little. Just give me a little gobble. I think he said gobble.
I think I did.
I was more thinking like a.
It's pretty good.
Man, this is, I'm telling you right now.
Look, there's a turkey.
You got to go. You have to go to radio school in order to do things like this. This is highbrow stuff right here.
That's right.
All right, what's trending in Tampa Bay, sir?
The YMCA Goody Goody Turkey Gobble Gobble Run, the Gobble Run, will be held virtually this year. So it funds the Live Strong program at the YMCA and 100% for the entire calendar year. All the proceeds from the race registration go directly to the Live Strong program at the YMCA. So participants will run from anywhere on any day between now and Saturday to complete the 5K race.
Cool.
So that's kind of cool. They can do it on their own time between now and Saturday. Some football this weekend. Let's start college-wise. USF, UCF.
Oh.
We were giving away tickets to this game last week. This game is on Friday, Black Friday, at 3:30 over at Raymond James Stadium. The Gators take on Kentucky noon on Saturday at the Swamp, and the Seminoles take on Virginia Saturday night. Ooh. At 8 at Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they play the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. That game is Sunday at 4:25. It's at Raymond James Stadium. Ooh. And if you're not going to the game, you can watch that game on CBS.
And that's Sunday?
Sunday, 4:25.
Now, what will you be doing Sunday morning when you get up and getting dressed?
I will be putting on my Tom Brady.
All right, thank you. We didn't have that last time.
We lost. Worried.
It's totally my fault they lost the other night, I know. So 25 semifinalists for the NFL Hall of Fame have been announced, and two Buccaneers are among the 25, John Lynch and Rondé Barber.
Oh, wow.
So good luck to those guys. And hopefully they can make it into the NFL Hall of Fame. And finally, Buddy Brew Coffee, which is in Tampa. They're only in Tampa. They actually have one Sarasota location, primarily in Tampa, will open their first St. Petersburg location at 2424 4th Street North.
Buddy Brew.
Buddy Brew. So the original Tampa coffee shop is on Kennedy Avenue over in Tampa. And no opening date has been announced yet, but it will be coming to St. Pete on 4th Street.
Now, I know for a fact that Lana cannot do a gobble call, but I would like to hear you try it. Can you look at her, Kevin? Look at her when she tries. What is that about?
You do it. I don't know what you're doing.
So
in your mouth.
You gotta put your tongue out. And go.
It's like that.
Going on. Your turkey is very sick.
I know.
Someone's turkey is very sick. But I will tell you this. The best thing that Kevin does is the elephant. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, the elephant.
Zoo Tampa, everybody. All right, still listening for that Kane Brown song, if you can get over the gobbles. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 UIK. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate it. We love being a part of your day. We hope you have a great weekend with your family. And Thanksgiving, you get to eat lots of leftovers and have a good time with that. Lana, what was your highlight of the show today?
Oh, we did a lot of fun stuff on the show today, but I liked our shout-outs this morning because it gives us a chance to shout-out people that are good things are happening to them or people that are doing good. I shout-out Mike Allstott for what he did for the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue, all the 47 stations. Kevin shout-out his Jesuit High School for families that they were feeding this year for the holiday. And JR, you gave a big shout-out to Kevin because he is going to be on the show for another 3 years.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
He renewed his contract here at 995 QYK. So, brother, we appreciate
you. We're excited about that.
We're glad to have you for at least one of those years. All right, brother, what is your highlight of the show?
So, we talked about what not to feed dogs from Thanksgiving Day table, including, like, you know, when you put the turkey together, don't put, you know, put the seasoning, don't give that to the dog. Also, we found out what a currant is. Don't give them currants, which is like a berry.
Right.
We all didn't know that for some reason, which is weird.
Live usually, on the air.
Usually one of us knows something about
it. You know everything.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was. But,
because it was in the raisin, grape, currant family. Yeah. So we're like, oh, some kind of a berry. Comes off of a shrub.
That's correct.
All right.
So right.
Well, have a great weekend again. Enjoy your family this Thanksgiving. Hold them closer. Try to enjoy this time, even though it's been a crazy year. Enjoy being together if you can be.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Stay safe.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.